Always fun.
Oh, always an adventure there.
Yeah. Maybe, Chase earlier this week used a program that allows the computer to say words.
Possibly. Yeah, I don't know how well that's going to work.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
U.S. Open name.
Because it could be like, sounds like. And
Well, kudos to our Associated Press sports service. They any name that's quite difficult, it's any way difficult, they do give me a phonetics.
Okay.
Then I just got to figure out how to say the phonetics.
That's
it's up to me after that.
That's right.
They give it a try.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that.
I would recommend that any sports news organization, any of them, not just, local ones or anything like that, do the same thing, because we in radio do use their stuff also.
Sounds like a veiled shot, Scott.
No, it wasn't a shot. It was just a suggestion. Well, it was just a suggestion. I guess I could have made it privately by email, but it was just a suggestion. But, it would just be nice for we radio types.
I just don't know it matters that much.
What, on the tennis name?
Yeah, it's just the U.S. Open tennis. I mean,
well, but if we have one listener out there that cares,
that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Then maybe they'll care enough to find out how it's pronounced. Just go,
say. I can't call them all brown.
Why can't we just... it works for me.
Well, keep in mind, Scott, there's a reason why we talk about golf, too.
That's right. Why can't we just put a big number on their back, and then you could say number 7 beat number 23? Make it a lot easier.
Nothing else. It could be their rankings.
Could do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I listen to one of the worst sports I do on the radio. I've tried a little bit of every play-by-play, but football I just think is tough. Kudos to Chase and Mike and Keith and all those people who do it so well. But... football to me is tough unless you got lots of spotters around. But I remember one time listening to a radio broadcast that there were no names mentioned at all.
Just numbers?
Oh, yeah. Number 7 gives it off to number 24, tackled by number 76 there.
How big were the schools?
It was a high school game.
Well, but that's big enough. Yeah. Should definitely know the players' names then.
I mean, this is both home and visitors' team. This guy was ill-prepared.
People sitting at home, they got their roster in front of them.
Yeah, but mamas and daddies want to hear their boys' names.
That's right.
They don't want to hear their number,
Basically right.
Yeah.
Of course, the funny thing now, I was talking to a guy earlier this week, and he was talking about he was traveling last Friday night, and he said he had to do what you must do if you're traveling in Texas on a Friday night. And he did the old radio search for a high school football broadcast.
Yeah.
And, then he gets a... because it's being done over a phone line, for one thing. So
time was you could do those on Saturday morning, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little replay.
It's time for Brookshire Royal and Hempstead football. Anyway, all right, enough of that.
There we go.
Our nominee for Fun Couple of the Week, this would be the woman who tried to torture her husband's boat, go-kart, and jacuzzi.
Well, he was a fun-loving dude if he had a go-kart and a jacuzzi.
Yeah. After, it was an argument over a Jennifer Lopez movie.
If I count the number of times.
Yeah, really? I know Tom and Judy just come to...
Oh, yeah. Was it good or was it bad?
They come to blows every time.
One of the worst movies... Judy doesn't criticize quickly. You guys know her. But one of the worst movies she ever saw, she still talks about it, was a Jennifer Lopez movie. I forgot which one it was. It was one where she played... a beaten wife or something like that.
You don't have to stay till the end.
No, you're right.
You can get up.
You can get up. You could leave.
Sharon Riska is facing arson and battery charges after a dispute with her hubby. According to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Department, Shannon's hubby told police that she was very jealous and didn't like him watching the Jennifer Lopez movie. Now, they watched it together, though. The husband said that they bickered about the curvy Latina actress throughout the night before heading to bed. And at one point, when her husband asked Shannon to move over on the bed, she yelled, "So are you saying I got a fat?"
One of them.
That's when she stormed out.
Slowly.
Yeah. It would
knock the lamp off the table.
It would appear that she told police that she lit the go-kart on fire. Amazingly, alcohol was involved.
Can't imagine.
The jacuzzi is fine, but obviously it has its own water source. The boat is partially damaged, but the go-kart is a total loss. It's all happened out in front of their
trailer
house.
Uh-huh.
Which was also partially damaged.
Yeah. Somehow I knew.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good, good.
Hey, honey, you'll come home. We'll watch as a Val Kilmer movie. How's that?
We're gonna have a great time together.
Here we go.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
His go-karts? How old is this guy?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
38 going on 7.
Yeah. What's he going to do with that speed racer helmet he's got now? His go-kart's all gone.
He'll become a stunt bicycle rider.
Reckon he had it insured?
No.
It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, having a little coughing attack in here, but I decided not to share it with you.
Oh, thanks.
No problem. September the 9th. Come on. It's a burr month. I was close. Oh, yeah. September the 9th it is, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actor Cliff Robertson's birthday is today.
Still around.
He had quite a career. Wasn't he on our radio station for a while?
No.
That was Dale Robertson.
Dale Robertson. Hello, that's everybody. Right. No kin. That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, no kin at all.
He's married to Adina Merrill.
Uh-huh. Cliff Robertson, 87 years old today. Actor Topal, he was the fiddler on the roof. He's 75 years old today. Singer Inez Fox, heard of her, 68 years old. Singer keyboardist Doug Engel of Iron Butterfly turned 64 years old
today. Yenagata
DeVita.
There you go.
The guy who sang was so drunk he could not stand up during the recording session.
Oh my.
Yeah. And you consider that was in the world of radio, that was a great song.
Yeah.
That was a 14-minute song.
I was going to say. Sure. I mean, smoke them if you got them.
Still remember tracking that one.
Yeah. That's right.
Go out there, smoke a cigarette in Mobile Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Go back inside and realize it wasn't safe being out there at night.
Yeah. It was all it was. Smoking a cigarette. All that was giving up your position right there.
Yeah, yeah. Really. Yeah.
Found one.
Country singer Freddie Weller, who was also a member of Paul Revere and the Raiders, is 63 years old today.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, there you go. One of the Doobie Brothers, John McPhee, is 60. Actor Tom Wopat, speaking with the singing theme. He doesn't sing very well, but he tries to sing. Of course, he was one of the Dukes.
Oh, yeah.
He's 59 years old
Luke.
Today. He was Luke. Actress Angela Cartwright, Danny Thomas Show, Lost in Space, Sound of Music, 58 years old today.
She was pretty cutie, wasn't it, one
time?
Cutie.
Oh, yeah.
Sure she was, yeah.
Yeah, she is. And what in the world were you thinking, Jay Leno said to Hugh Grant, who turns 50 years old today.
He's only played one role in his life.
Right, in about 19 different movies.
And continues just to do that.
Exactly. And lost that good-looking woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actor-comedian Adam Sandler turns 44 years old today.
He's wealthy,
yeah. Does a lot of work. Some of it good. Some of it not so good, but jazz singer Michael Bublé. Sorry. He'd be Bublé, of course. He's 35 years
old
today.
Well, he's kind of interesting. I saw him on Beck a while back. He's a bit crazy. I mean, he's got a crazy streak.
And show me someone in show business that's not a little bit
that's
crazy.
True. But he smokes. Did you know that?
No.
Which is kind of interesting. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, there's two reasons I'm better than Michael Bublé.
I mean,
tell my wife that. Number one, he smokes. Number two, he's older than I.
So there. All right.
That's all I got on list one. List two, I thought you said Michael Keaton yesterday, did you not?
A few days ago.
Well, that's weird, because I've got him for September the 9th at 59. And sure, another person we said a few days ago I've got today was Henry Thomas from E.T.
That was yesterday.
So, somebody's right, somebody's wrong, but happy birthday week to all these people. Yeah. So, anyway, that's what I got.
Okay, well, if Dave Stewart hadn't been part of the group, it would have just been the Eurythmic, 58. Rachel Hunter, model lady, is 41. And Joe Theismann. That's the way it was pronounced.
Yeah, that's how his mama called it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they thought, well, he could win that award if they changed the pronunciation to Theismann. A great leg break that we'll always remember. Is he done? He's not doing any TV anymore, is he? Tell me he's not.
I think he does.
Yeah, he?
He's probably floating around somewhere.
Yeah. That movie, the Blind Side, if you've seen it. And if you haven't seen it yet, I'll just prepare everybody. The movie starts off with a slow motion shot of the leg break.
Yeah, and you don't.
That's how the movie starts off. So if you don't want to watch it, just be prepared. If you ever watch that movie, it it hits you right between the eyes right at the beginning of the movie.
Yep, there you go. It's 6:24. Mm-hmm.